Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I am here with my good friend, Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my pretty okay friend, John Lunger.
And as always, we are improvising the entirety of Wikipedia. We're rewriting it. We're doing it all over, off the top of our damn heads, in podcast form, one page at a time.
What if we did a telethon version where, like, for 24 hours, we just go nonstop rewriting different Wikipedia pages?
I'd be willing to, like live stream that on, like, Twitch.
We'd probably die.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, we had a good run.
Yeah. I had that thought earlier today because, like, roads are bad because it's freezing outside.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're not bad enough that I was genuinely concerned I would die, but I'm like, oh, if I died, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, what if I died accomplished a lot to go record this dumb podcast? Yeah. Huh. Wow. Now you put it in perspective like that is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, there's still the ride home. What are we talking about today, friend?
I don't know.
Besides my impending death.
Yeah, before we get there, we are counting last week's Little Buddy Magnet episode, right? We're comfortable counting that as a win for us?
I'm comfortable counting anything as a win because I don't want to be losing. This is your system, so it's really up to you.
Great. So the score, then, is 11 to 10 to 6. We are in the lead.
I mean, we didn't verify anything that I said.
I mean, like, how is that different than most Wikipedia pages?
Fair point, I guess. Look, I'll take the point just to take the point. I'm not going to talk you out of it.
All right. Well, we, as always, have gone to our fans, the Duty Cyclers, and asked them, hey, what's something that you want to know more about?
Yeah, what's the thing that you want more facts about for your brain to have?
Yeah, and I've got 8 suggestions here. So I'm going to need a number between 1 and 8.
Going to go with 3.
Good friend Evan Williamson.
Oh, yeah.
Evan Williamson of the Read Between podcast.
Yeah.
Another great storytelling
also
podcast.
Of the poster for my show, Good Grief.
Oh, yeah?
There's like, if you look, there's me in focus, and then down towards the bottom, out of focus, there's a little blurry Evan.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, he wants to know about the recumbent bicycle.
Ooh. If this was one of our ads,
yeah,
where we come up with taglines, I'd be like, do you want to ride a bicycle, but are you an asshole? Get a recumbent bicycle.
Yeah, I mean, the recumbent bicycle, literally the bicycle where you're sitting down and you look like a jackass.
Yeah, oh, you look like a real doofus.
Like a real dumb.
You got to have Ed Begley Jr. levels of confidence to ride one of those things.
Right. Are they technically tricycles?
No, or they would be recumbent tricycles.
Those are a thing, too, though.
There are.
Yeah, yeah. The recumbent bicycle is still dumb. Yeah. Why does anybody ride them?
So I think the sort of advantage, the obvious disadvantage, is you just look like a real dinkus. Like, oh boy, you have to have a big tall flag on the back of it so cars don't run you over because you're so low to the ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You look, and you also look stupid. I think the advantage is it the way things are arranged requires less physical effort to operate. Like, it's more efficient.
Okay.
And you're not seated on a tiny seat that's really trying, like, it's trying to get up your butt.
Right.
It's not gonna, but it really wants to.
Yeah.
Because it's, you're like, so if you, again, all right, so Wikipedia format. Recumbent bicycles are configuration.
Well, hold on, first disambiguation. Did you mean asshole bicycles?
Yeah, did you mean bicycles for assholes? Did you mean real dickhead bikes? I think there are real benefits to it, but I think the trade-off of looking so dumb is like, no, thank you. Like,
I'm wondering if it's like less impact on like your spine too. Like,
probably because the way you're on a bike, you are, like, you're kind of holding yourself up more. So, like, all the bumps and stuff would probably really jack your back up after a while. But a recumbent bicycle, you're in more of, like, a seat. You're in, like, a reclined position, basically. Probably in terms of, like...
All right, well, when was it invented, right? So it's going to be the recumbent bicycle. All right,
so...
Invented blank by whom?
The bicycle was invented for, like, the regular-ass bicycle.
Yeah.
Was invented in... Man, what year is Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid set? 18...
Never seen it, friend.
85... The Wright brothers had a bike shop.
I mean, you could just go broad and say the 1880s.
Yeah. Put it at the 18.
Late 1800s is an even safer way to go for us.
Yeah, if we want to be just weak assholes.
Yeah,
if
why
we
not?
Be, I mean, we're talking about recumbent bicycles. Yeah. So, yeah, let's not put too much effort into anything. So, no, I'll say 1885, the bicycle is invented. And someone's like, guys, we look too awesome. What we got to do. So,
because back then, remember, like all like the lithograph etchings and things like that I've seen of early bicycle riders is they're very like good posture, like
yeah.
straight up and down, like tootling around yep. on it. Right. So like they're probably like, guys, not only do we look too good. We're exerting way too much.
So the first solution to that was like, what if we made one wheel real big? And then they're like, we look kind of dorky, but guys, we could do better.
Yeah, we look fancy, but we really want to look like,
yeah,
like just like we've given up.
We want to look like, because I think there's a smugness implied.
In a recumbent bicycle?
Or not implied, but sort of put upon by society. If you see someone riding a recumbent bicycle, I think they look like a dork, but they look like a smug dork.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because they know they look like a dork, but yeah. they're doing it anyway.
Yeah. Like, chances are they definitely have more money than they need.
Yeah.
Because nobody that's hurting for cash owns a recumbent bicycle.
Sure.
Because they cost
lots of people
more
who are hurting for cash own a bike.
Yeah. Because
right?
it's an affordable, effective method of transportation.
It's great.
That's great for the environment.
Yeah. Which, again, that's a benefit to recumbent bicycles, is I feel like you can ride a recumbent bicycle longer
yeah.
than a regular bike. It's a less physically demanding exercise. So I think, like I mentioned, Ed Begley Jr., like he pretty famously rides one. He's very environmentally conscious. To the point of, like, he's a punchline a lot of the times. But I mean, one of the things is don't drive a car. Just you can ride a bike and you're like, well, oh, yeah, what if I got to get groceries, huh? Recumbent bike, you can put, like, a bigger basket on the back or
sure.
get, like, a recumbent tricycle kind of thing, which might be what he rides around in.
You know, my mind goes to there has to be, like, either a, like, Roth IRA commercial or like Cialis commercial that involves someone who just retired and their like leisure activity is like recumbent bicycle, right? They're
yeah.
like, look how happy and spry I am.
Or like you're down at the beach for a week and you like rent one to go down the boardwalk.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I hate that asshole. Ugh. Evan, I hope that you suggested recumbent bicycle because you're plotting it. Because
he loves
someone.
Them.
Oh, no, I hope not. Good grief, am I right?
So, bicycle invented 1885. Recumbent bicycle later.
Yeah.
1901. I was going to say like 1980.
You think?
Like, I think a fairly recent.
Oh, I mean, great. Yeah, it does feel
maybe
like
a little
it
earlier.
Be, it could
than
be the
that.
Excess of the 80s, sure.
Because.
It does feel, it does have this, it does have the,
you're lowering
the feel of a vibe, right? Like the
yeah.
80s vibe of like, look how we changed this thing you knew and we're so much cooler, but no, we're not.
Like, you know how 80% of things on Kickstarter are like, we reinvented the blanket. Yeah, blanket's fine, bud. No one gives a shit. Like, whoever invented the recumbent bicycle is like, ah, we could do better. Even though you don't have to. It's fine. Like, no, like, come on. Although I think, like I said, there are genuine benefits. I know we're shitting on recumbent bicycles and their operators pretty hard because of what assholes they look like. But I think they might be right. I think it's one of those things where like, yeah, you know what? It's a better design. You're putting a lot less work in. It's just, you just look like a, just a real goober.
I'm wondering now, and there's got to be, I'm sure there's like a TED talk about how recumbent bikes are like better than regular bikes, right?
I think there's a recumbent bike parking section at most TED events.
Oh my God, yeah. Tesla has a new line of recumbent bikes for sure.
Oh, I would. One, I didn't even have to pedal. You just sit there and Tesla around.
So you want a self-driving recumbent bike?
Yeah, because a regular one, not enough of an asshole look. You need, oh, man. But like I said, I think you're right, recumbent bicycle people. I think they're better, but I'm vain and...
Well, I mean, I think they're more dangerous just in terms of being on the roadway, right?
Being on the roadway, yes, yeah. More dangerous because you're lower and less visible to cars.
Anything that requires a dumb orange flag to make sure people can see you.
But also, if you're a recumbent bicycle enthusiast, I know we're riding you pretty hard, but can we all agree?
Riding that recumbent bike pretty hard? Not possible. They're so efficient.
Can we all agree the I just got divorced, so I bought a three-wheeled motorcycle looking things are the worst thing you could ride?
Oh my God, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, especially the ones that like try to look all badass, like a little Batmobile thing.
So dumb.
You're
so dumb. Get garbage. A regular motorcycle and slap a sidecar on it.
Ugh, what is wrong with you?
Ugh. I mean, like, there's not.
Who invented the recumbent bicycle? Ed Begley Jr.
Feels like a Ripley Believe It or Not invention, right? Or maybe, like, to your point, maybe it's like a distant relative of the Wright brothers.
I mean, I do feel like it's somebody who looked at the bicycle and unnecessarily was
Dyson,
we can do
Dyson
better.
Dyson Company, right?
Yes.
We can make the vacuum. I mean, they did.
Right. Like,
Dyson, send me a fucking vacuum, please.
Sure.
Ugh. Who's? I mean,
1973 at the latest.
Okay, 1973. I'm bored with that. I think Ed Begley Jr. is the most famous person to ever ride one.
Sure.
Right. Like, there's no
Sting's not tooling around.
Actually, Sting probably owns one.
Bicycle, nah.
Yeah.
Because you can't fuck on it.
You can fuck on anything.
You
name
something. Fall over.
Name something.
Recumbent bicycle.
You can fuck on
no,
that.
No, you can't.
Yes, you
fall
can.
Over.
Oh my God, you can fuck on that. Name something else.
Your desk.
It's a flat surface. You could easily fuck on this.
The sun.
Well played.
Yeah.
Took all the fun away from my can you fuck on it game. I hate you.
So, recumbent bicycle.
Yeah. I mean, I'm struggling to find
We keep saying the word, but I don't think we've described it for people who don't know what it is.
Okay, great.
So they redesigned the bicycle. What you do is you spread out the wheels further apart to make room. It lowers the seat, which is like more of an actual chair.
Think of like how you'd sit in a kayak.
It's like a bike kayak.
It's like a bike kayak.
Yeah. It's a great description.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
Got to make up for how little I brought to the magnet conversation last week.
And same thing. So you pedal it with your little feet, but because you're kind of sitting down, it looks sort of like a rowing machine.
Yeah, a little bit. It's the squatty potty of bicycles, right? So like, you know, how
that's another thing where you're like, oh, this is better. Yeah, it might be,
but no,
I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm pooping the way that I've always pooped. I don't need the squatty potty.
Also, we have a little step stool in our bathroom already because I have children. Like if I really need to prop my feet up, I'm covered.
Yeah, right. But again, probably right. Probably more efficient. Just not possible to look. I mean, you can't look good pooping in general. Sorry if that's your thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's a tough look to pull off. Wow.
I mean, there's not much else to say about these bikes. They're way too expensive. You need a stupid flag.
There's got to be some kind of professional recumbent bike racing league.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right? Probably in France.
I feel like, yeah, bicycling, big sport over there.
Huge sport over there. That wasn't judgmental. That was, if it's going to be a sport anywhere, it's going to be in France.
Yeah, Tour de France. Mm-hmm. Big bicycle race. Mm-hmm. Not as big as recumbent bike party 2019 is going to be.
I'd play that VR game.
It does, Jen. It seems like it'd be fun.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If anybody wants to buy us a recumbent bike, do it. We'll tool around steel stacks. It'll be great.
We'll make a video of us riding a recumbent bike. Ugh. Like, there's...
We'll make a video of us fucking on it. That's fine. I just want to prove a point.
I would ride, like, a recumbent exercise bike.
Yeah, sure. In fact, I have. My parents had one when we were growing up. I used it not all the time. I've never been in shape, but I used it more than other exercise equipment that we had in the house.
Been pretty into the rowing machine at my gym.
Yeah, we know. It's got a video game built into it.
Yeah. I got a new high score the other day.
What is it?
I forget the exact one, but I broke 7,500 out of a possible 15,000. 7,500 out of a possible 15,000.
Oh, you're doing real good, boy. Doing real good. I mean, it's no Dr. Mario domination.
No. Oh, man. If there's an exercise thing that made me do Dr. Mario good, I would...
Here's the thing. You already do Dr. Mario good. I'm willing to...
No, I mean, like...
Oh, if you had the chance to exercise while doing Dr. Mario...
I mean, I guess I could just tell myself I'm only allowed to play Dr. Mario, like, on a treadmill. Because I can, like, bring my Switch to the gym and play it there.
I guess.
But...
I still want... You know, if anybody out there wants to set up, like, an official, like, world record attempt and we don't have to do any of the work, that'd be great, because Glenn would dominate at it.
Well, we already...
Not an exaggeration.
We already... I think we talked about it on the podcast how somebody broke the record and they maxed it out.
Allegedly.
But I don't believe it. I gotta dig into the Twin Galaxies.
Who has the time?
Message board and find that video.
Who has the time, Glenn?
Because I'm not buying it. I think they fixed the glitch and in the ROM and that's how they did it.
Right.
And I'm gonna
You got too much stuff going on. You're a touring comedian. You have this podcast. You have too many children. You have band practice because we still have Glass Colon. Don't forget about that band.
Well, the fun duality of being busy as a touring comedian is I'm traveling a lot for shows, but like I have to drive to Cumberland, Maryland on Monday to do a 1-hour show. But then I'm there for the whole day. So, like, what do I do when I'm there? I know. I want to find that Dr. Mario video.
Yeah, you could. You could pass out some Glass Colon flyers, too.
I could.
You could use the buzz.
I could put that script proposal together that I'm supposed to actually do.
Yeah, we know that.
But I'm probably going to find that Dr. Mario video.
All right. Well, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to pull up the official Wikipedia page for recumbent bicycle, and we're going to learn all about the official side of the dorkiest mode of transportation I can think of other than a Segway. Hey, friends. It's me, John Lunger from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast. Over there, that's Glenn Tickle. Say hey, Glenn.
It me. I'm that.
Yeah, it is my distinct pleasure to come to you with a message from our amazing sponsors. They make this podcast possible.
Couldn't do it without them.
Could not do it without them. They are helping to keep the heat on, keep the lights on.
It's so expensive to produce this podcast. We need this sponsorship money.
Right, and it is my distinct pleasure to talk to you about this week's partner. I use this product literally every day because I'm a sleepy boy, you know, and I got to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the best way for me to wake up in the morning? Cup of coffee. Nothing quite like it, right? Some brown bean juice. Oh,
ooh.
God, give me that. I don't do the dairy. I drink it black. I don't need
any sugar.
I also
drink it black.
Yeah, it's good. It's perfect. It's perfect the way it is. You can have strong hot bean juice. You can have some weak stuff. It doesn't matter.
I drink it black, and then I also have heartburn all the time, and I drink way too much of it. And I'm like, maybe these two things are related.
I do the same thing.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to keep doing it.
I do the same thing. You and I are not so different, Glenn.
We talked about my writing process a little bit as we were walking into the studio today, which is I go to a place that I can get free coffee refills, and I drink so much coffee that between the caffeine and having to poop, I could launch myself to the moon. And then that's when I'm in that sweet spot to write that good, good comedy content.
You know what? One of the things that I take pride in with this podcast is that all of our partners, all of our sponsors are things that we ourselves love or use. And I don't think there's been a product that I can say that I use more than coffee. And I'm with you, man. I objectively drink too much coffee, and I know I need to scale it back. But
no, you don't. Here's the thing.
Okay.
You hear people say things like, oh, I quit drinking coffee because, like, I felt like I needed it and I didn't want to rely. Shut up. Just drink the coffee.
You know,
there's
what?
Literally no drawbacks.
That is a great piece of feedback that I'm going to take to heart. And I'm going to
drink more coffee.
I'm going to do that. You know why? Because I can use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout and save some dough.
Yeah. People are like, oh, I'm not sleeping as well as I want to be. So I cut back on my coffee. Here's what you do. Double down on your coffee. And then you hit that great caffeine crash at the end of the day. And then you're done. Then you just pass out.
See, I like that. You're a solutions-oriented guy.
Yeah. You get the jitters, and then you pass out. Problem solved.
Yeah. You know what it's great for? Feeling like you're going to have a heart attack when you're not actually having a heart attack. I mean, how often do you have heart attacks? Probably not that often. But if you want that feeling, just mainline it.
Yeah. Or some people are like, oh, I have anxiety and the caffeine agitates it and it makes me feel worse. Or just really lean into the curve here, guys. Just drink it all the time and then you'll always feel anxious. So then when you have actual anxiety, you won't even notice because that's just how you feel all the time.
Yeah, plus hashtag fiery poops.
Oh, really blast them out of there.
Just blast them out like a glass colon. Thank
shatter,
you, coffee.
Shatter the glass colon.
Thank you, coffee. And we're back here, about to pull up the Recumbent Bicycle Wikipedia page. Good news.
It looks like a little baby seat.
It's so dumb.
It looks like a seat for a baby.
Yeah.
But it's a bicycle.
Oh, it's so dumb. So there is in fact a page for a Recumbent Bicycle, and it's got a sidebar full of pictures of just dumb looking bikes.
They all look so stupid.
Oh, they're so dumb.
Oh,
I didn't even consider that you could have what is this called? A tandem recumbent bicycle.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
No one loves you if you're riding that thing.
Oh, here's a quad.
A four-seater?
It's called a quattrocycle.
You don't have that many friends.
Oh, my God. There's a chart on this page that
That is a very small step above the literal Flintstones mobile.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's very
it's
bad.
It's four seats, and you're all pedaling, and that's some
and
Fred
Flintstone
shit.
And it's got a roof on
shit.
It. It's got a canopy on top of it.
Well, yeah, so that you can hide under it, because you look like a... Just, I'm running out of words to call... bicycles.
There is
there's
a chart
floppy. I don't
there's
know.
There's a section in this page called compared to uprights. And there's a chart.
What are the
it's
comparisons?
Got recumbent bike, recumbent trike, and upright bicycle, and then just colored blocks of who has the advantage.
Oh, come on, let's hear some of these categories,
bud.
We gotta
start at the top. We scrolled too fast. Oh, this is so
there's
dumb.
A lot of very dumb pictures.
Okay, I'm gonna pull it together.
Oh, look at that shield on the front of that first one.
It's got a windscreen.
Because I think you can get higher speeds. And you need that windscreen to get bugs out of your teeth.
Stop it.
Because you look so cool.
So dumb.
Oh, man.
Okay. Here we go. A recumbent bicycle is a bicycle that places the rider in a laid-back reclining position. Most recumbent riders choose this type of design for ergonomic reasons. The rider's weight is distributed comfortably over a larger area supported by back and buttocks. On a traditional upright bicycle, the body weight rests entirely on a small portion of the sitting bones, the feet, and the hands. Most recumbent models also have an aerodynamic advantage. The reclined four-legged position of the rider's body presents a smaller frontal profile. A recumbent holds the world speed record for a bicycle. And they were banned from racing under the Union Cycliste Internationale in 1934 and now race under the banner of the World Human Powered Vehicle Association and the International Human Powered Vehicle Association. Recumbents are available in a wide range of configurations, including long to short wheelbase, large, small, or mixed wheel seats. sizes, excuse me, overseat, underseat, no hand steering, rear wheel or front wheel drive. A variant with three wheels is a recumbent tricycle. I mean, yeah, you're 100% right in that, yeah, these are objectively probably better all the way around, but holy crap, do they look dumb.
What's another thing that is like that? Are you okay? Here's the thing.
I'm distracted because
I know I was distracted by the same thing when
you were tweeting about Dr. Mario while I was reading.
But no, like three tweets down, somebody else did. So they just announced that there's gonna be a Dr. Mario mobile game while we were talking about my love of Dr. Mario. Like we made that happen.
That's beautiful.
It's my favorite game ever of all time.
It's really beautiful.
It's not even that good of a game. It's just that I'm so fucking good at it. But now that it's going to be a mobile
recumbent bicycle of
now that it's going to be a mobile game and lots more people are playing, like that's part of the reason I have such an advantage is it wasn't a very popular game, so like my competition was limited. Mm. But they've done a bunch of versions for Nintendo systems.
Wow, okay.
I just love Dr. Mario so much.
No, I know you do, bud. But we got to talk about
he's my favorite character on Smash Brothers.
We got to talk about these janky ass bicycles.
Yeah, oh, they look so dumb.
Okay. So you were right, though. They are better. It's the aesthetics.
Yeah. I wasn't listening to anything because I saw that Dr. Mario World announcement.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the aesthetics that are the problem, right? Like mm-hmm. the world speed record of a bicycles is a recumbent bike. So there you go.
Yeah, because it's faster, more efficient. Great. You guys are right.
So there's a section of description which kind of goes into wheelbase, wheel sizes, steering, which way they drive, how are they suspended. The seats themselves, nothing crazy. There are mountain bike recumbents. That seems dumb to me, right?
There are mountain recumbent bicycles. That seems ill-advised.
Right?
Like, it seems like on, like, a flat surface, yeah, this makes sense to me. But I don't want to be...
Well, here's what it says. With the right equipment
and
design...
I don't want to be on a regular bike.
Recumbent bikes can be used for riding unpaved roads and off-road, just as with conventional mountain bikes. So they're not tooling down a mountain here. This is recumbent bike fanatics' attempt to be like, no, we're just as good as mountain bikes.
Yeah, I mean, there's mountain unicycles if you want to get technical. So
right. Yeah, and there's... Honestly, this page is just like a lot of sub-headlines and like, single sentences after it, almost like recumbent tricycles. Recumbent tricycles (parentheses trikes) are closely related to recumbent bicycles,
but they got an extra wheel. We understand.
Yeah, like they're really like there's some like trade organizations that are really trying to hype up recumbent bicycles on this page. Honestly, this is all fluff. This middle section here, I would say a good half of this page is fluff, just complete nonsense. Let's get into these compared to uprights, right? So falls are usually better.
Sure, like you're lower to the ground already.
The ground, right?
You're way less likely to go up over the front of it.
Braking is better because the center of gravity is lower.
Mm-hmm.
It's better for your back, neck, and if you have joint pain, recumbent
all
bikes,
points that we've made.
Seat pain. Improvement
because the seat's not actively trying to crawl into your butt.
Yeah. Also, good if you're experiencing urogenital troubles as a result of a bike seat.
Yeah. It's if you got genitals. European genital troubles, get yourself a recumbent bike.
Yeah. So you don't have what's called leg suck. It's a real biking term, Glenn. So leg suck. It's a type of injury characteristic of recumbent trikes. In particular, when a foot touches the ground while at speed, and the trike turns forward over the foot,
ooh,
causing ligament damage and sometimes breaks your ankle. So basically,
So when you're pedaling, like your foot hits
recumbent trikes are dangerous.
Ooh, living life on the edge.
Yeah, so places where upright bicycles are better, the riding position is comfortable and removes stress from the arm. What is this? This is stupid. I don't know. This feels kind of desperate to me. Right? Don't you think? Like, just looking at this, it's just like people are trying real hard to...
I think that is one of the there's a category of thing that is better. You're right, but the world has decided against it. So the people who are for it are really like really dug in.
Yeah, like super into it. Yeah. They're almost like they're going a step above being a hobbyist.
Like a Sega Dreamcast.
Oh, I loved my
Sega
Dreamcast.
Where you're like, yeah, it's better than the Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
You're right.
I played the shit out of some Crazy Taxi and some Gauntlet Legends on a Sega Dreamcast.
But we all decided we're going with the Super Nintendo.
Yeah. No.
I feel like Android users are like this.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Where they're like, yeah, you know what? You have some legitimate points. But I'm going iPhone. I like how easy it connects to my laptop and I can control my Apple TV with it.
There you go.
I bought into the ecosystem.
You ready to dive into some history here?
Ooh, need it. Give me that tasty history. And
recumbent.
If you don't say
I'm sorry. You were very wrong. Recumbent bicycle designs date back to the middle of the 19th century. Several designs were patented around 1900, but those early designs were all unsuccessful.
So were the current designs, if we're being honest.
Zing. Recumbent designs of both prone and supine varieties can be traced back to the earliest days of the bicycle, before the shape of the bicycle settled down following...
Settle down, bicycle shape!
Following Starley's bicycle, safety bicycle, whatever that is. There was a good deal of experimentation with various arrangements, and this included designs which might be considered recumbent. They dated back to the 1860s in terms of illustrations, but again, it wasn't until the first genuine recumbent kind of dates back to 1893. It was the Fontenelle Velocipede, blah, 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 blah. 1897, 1901, kind of all had predecessors. Yeah. But I will give you credit because there is a section on here that the 1970s were the resurgence of interest in these dumbass bikes. So you were sort of right. You looking at Dr. Mario stuff
yes.
and not paying attention? I just said you were sort of right.
I know. That's what caught my attention. That's what made me look back over. I'm just so excited.
No, you should be. I'm happy for you. I hope it's a very successful endeavor and that you get lots of new friends playing Dr. Mario. And honestly, that news is way more interesting than anything we've had to talk about recumbent bike-wise.
Am I going to be able to play people online?
I don't know. I don't know. If you were riding a recumbent bike, I bet you could multitask and play Dr. Mario while you're doing it, because that's how easy these things are to ride, baby.
There are... I don't think there's a full-on recumbent bike exercise thing at my gym, but there's like more of a traditional bike and then one with like a slightly more recumbent design, and I can sit on that one and fuck around on my phone. I did that a couple of times this past month when I've needed to because my shower was broken. So, because I don't want to go and just shower.
Right.
I feel weird. I did it once when I was sick, but I go like... Sometimes I really phone it in, but like I do some things while I'm there, get some exercise.
Do some things while you're there makes it sound a lot worse than it actually is, friend.
The rule is I have to get sweaty.
Not making it better. Well, we're at the end of the page, and I think, and I know you're going to back me up here, but I think just based on these pictures, we win.
We win for a couple reasons. One, because recumbent bicycles will never win anything except for like actual races because it's a better design. You're right. But you're not going to win anything else on my watch.
You don't feel as strongly as you are anti-coconut.
No, coconuts are bad. But... Here's the thing. Like, if I was not vain, which I am, mm-hmm. I would love a recumbent bike. I'd be tooling around the suburbs like a little champion. Like, I have a bicycle.
Pick up a paper route.
But I have like back problems, and like I have arthritis and an autoimmune disease. Like my joints are a mess. Like that would be a lot easier for me to ride than a regular bicycle. But I also like the environment. So if there's a place I could take a bike to instead of my car, I'd rather do that. But since my back's messed up, that's usually not an option. But like I could hop on that thing and do it. But I wouldn't want anyone to see me. I would rather ruin the earth and my spine than be seen riding a recumbent bicycle.
America, baby.
Yep.
Well, we've come to the end of it. We clearly won.
We definitely won. We did a good job. We hit all the major points. The dates were way off, but we mentioned like the specific benefits. We also mentioned how dumb you look.
Yeah, I think we've made that.
I think this is a legit win.
Yeah,
for us.
It is. So that brings the score 12-10-6. So that's good. We got our lead back.
Good.
Feel better about life.
Heck yeah.
But that is all the time we have, which means we've got to come up with a fake fact to leave on this Wikipedia page. If we were those kind of people. I don't want to interrupt this, but you do look very...
I'm trying to think.
Very like, in deep in thought.
I'm trying to think like a real good one.
Yeah,
like
real saucy real one.
Tantalizing fact.
The original bicycle proposed for Pee-wee's Big Adventure was a recumbent bike. But the studio thought it was too ridiculous.
The studio was like, this is incredibly stupid. Look, we'll give you Large Marge, the Alamo, the giant dinosaur, the criminal who wears a disguise to make him look like Hugo the puppet.
Yeah, but the recumbent bike is an absolute no.
No,
it's a
we'll let you put a little lion face on it and chain it to a scary clown and have boomerang bow tie that never pays off. That was kind of an oversight. That always bugged me.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
Because he goes to the novelty shop, and it's like in a Bond movie where Q lays out all the stuff, and then he uses all the stuff. Pee-wee doesn't use all the stuff.
No, he doesn't.
It's because Tim Burton's a bad director.
Hot day.
But you know who's not bad? Pee-wee Herman.
You're not going to edit this.